It's Newsmaker Monday on Rob Sussman. The lines are open. 302-839-1059. Call in or text your questions for Rob's Newsmaker. Calls will be limited to 2 minutes for the next half hour. Now, Rob Sussman.
And we are on with Millsboro City Manager Sheldon Hutson joining us in the studio today for Newsmaker Monday, the first Newsmaker Monday with our new intro music. Sheldon, thanks so much for coming on today.
Great to be here, Rob.
Now, Millsboro, I would say that Millsboro is the center of the Delaware 105.9 listening area. If you look on a map, It is the nexus. It is where we get a lot of callers, a lot of people call in from Millsboro, a lot of interaction from Millsboro. And so with Millsboro kind of being the center in many ways of Sussex County, you know, we talk a lot about Georgetown, we talk about a lot of places, but you know, where is the chicken plant that everybody always talks about? You know, where are a lot of the businesses springing up? It's Millsboro. Why is Millsboro growing so much?
Well, you can't deny that geography is a big part of it. As you said, we're centrally located on Delmarva. We're really kind of at the center of an invisible hub between Rehoboth, Berlin, Milford, Salisbury. I think a lot of people forget Salisbury is only 20 or 25 minutes from Millsboro, and it's an easy drive, you know, on 24. So geography is huge, but I also think it's the fact that town is so business friendly. We really try to roll out the red carpet. And we're also family friendly. We're working professional friendly. I think one of the things we want to make sure we don't fall into is what a lot of the beach towns have fallen into, is they get a little top heavy in terms of the demographics. We want to make sure we keep that age balance, young, middle-aged, and seniors.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because we've actually had a lot of discussions on this very radio station to that end. The fact that you can't live at the beach and work at the beach. It's not something that's really possible. You probably have a lot of people in Millsboro who are working in Lewis and Rehoboth.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're driving every single day, but Millsboro is where they can, you know, afford to live. How do you avoid that pitfall? How do you avoid being that top heavy?
I think, again, it just goes back to rolling out the red carpet, making sure you send the right message in terms of families are welcome here. I think it's important to have housing that's affordable. We actually have one development in town, not to pitch one particular, you know, development, but St. Helens Crossing. I've looked at the model home, price points mid-140s to mid-170s, unfinished basement, great starter home for a family. You've got a warranty, the whole bit. And I think that's huge for a family starting out. But I also think it goes back to what types of retailers, what types of restaurants, services are you trying to attract? And I think if you focus on the brands that young and middle-aged folks like, I think it really helps you to draw those types of people to your town.
Once again, we're on with Millsboro City Manager Sheldon Hutson, taking your questions and concerns or anything at 302-839-1059. That's the lovely thing about Newsmaker Monday. Now, when you say things that target those specific demographics, you know, the younger people, what are we talking about, you know, specifically? Give me some examples.
Well, younger people definitely want to be able to work from home. What we're finding is that there's this market of people that employers now, you know, in Philadelphia, D.C., Baltimore, are allowing their employees to only come maybe a couple of times a week on site. So if they have high-speed internet, which we do in Millsboro, you know, people can work from home, maybe go to D.C. or Baltimore on a Monday and a Friday,
sure,
and still can live in Millsboro. So we really want to focus on that market. But I think it's also important to bring the employers that young people want to your town. And the nice thing about the town of Millsboro, we're one of the few towns in the area that is a net importer of workers. We bring people to the town instead of sending them out, and that's a really important stat.
And now when you say net importer, I mean, a lot of that has to be driven. I mean, when we talked about the chicken plant before. Now, the chicken plant is obviously one of the major employers in Sussex County. What else is bringing people to Millsboro?
So we actually have Merck, which is Animal Pharmaceuticals. They have two sites in Millsboro. We have the M&T Operations Center. I believe they employ 500 to 600 people. We have BJ's. And as you mentioned, we do have a couple of poultry companies just outside of town limits. So those are probably the big area employers. But a lot of people forget about Merck, and a lot of people forget about the M&T Operations Center. And those are really big employers in Millsboro.
You had mentioned, we were talking a little bit off air, that the residential population of the town is growing faster than the business side of things.
That's correct. There seems to be a lag.
How, now you'd mentioned, you know, rolling out the red carpet for businesses. Are you seeing any infrastructure problems as a direct result of that in Millsboro?
So obviously, like most of the towns in the state, we have to rely heavily on DLDOT to address those challenges. And we have had a number of conversations with them about things like the 11324 intersection, about the North Millsboro bypass, which they're telling me now is slated for completion 2025, 2026. But what I tell folks is, unlike a lot of towns on Delmarva, we actually embrace that positive growth. And that's definitely the salmon swimming upstream. But we don't think the town's progress should be halted because of traffic challenges or infrastructure challenges that are outside of our control. In fact, we feel like if we keep growing into the challenge, it forces the agencies that are responsible to step up to the plate.
Let's go to the phones. Sky is on the line. Sky, hello. You're on with Rob Sussman and Millsboro City Manager Sheldon Hudson. Hello.
Hey, Rob. Hi, Sheldon. How are you, sir?
Doing well, sir. Yourself?
Good, good. I'm a resident of Georgetown, and I've been down here 30 years living here. And, of course, you know, like you said, it's really developing, and it's very good for the economy. But, you know, you just hit the nail on the head when you were just talking about you don't think the growth should suffer with the infrastructure. And I kind of disagree with that because, you know, as a resident driving up and down 113 and, of course, 24 every day, it's just – gotten so far out of hand with the development that, you know, something that bypass, and I know there's, you know, red tape with DLDOT, and I mean, you know, the same stories I hear when I go to the council meetings, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I'm not calling to ridicule, you know, your statement or anything, but in my opinion as a resident, you know, we need that North Millsboro bypass. I don't even live in Millsboro, but right now, not in 5 years or 4 years or 3 years before Plantation Lakes is all built out and you have those chicken trucks going through town, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they shouldn't even be allowed to get through town, but there's nowhere else for them to go until that bypass is put through. And you know, that's my main concern. So I'll hang up and listen.
Well, hey, Sky, appreciate your call. You probably hear those concerns a lot.
Sure. And I appreciate Sky's diplomatic tone. He obviously was, you know, focusing on a concern a lot of people have. The interesting thing, though, and a lot of your listeners probably know this, from an urban planning standpoint, when you try to make a town into a live, work, play type arrangement, you actually, it's kind of counterintuitive, but you can actually help with the traffic challenges because instead of people, what we have now, as you know, Rob, people are driving from Millsboro to the beach or Millsboro to Salisbury.
Right.
And what I'm hearing is, hey, we want to be able to do those things in Millsboro. So instead of having more traffic on 24, you can actually, especially long-term, have less traffic. Again, it seems counterintuitive, but that's what
a
lot of research shows.
Because people aren't going elsewhere.
Correct, correct.
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. That is kind of it's sort of a Freakonomics take on the whole thing. I like it. Once again, we're on with Millsboro City Manager Sheldon Hudson, taking your questions, your calls, at 302-839-1059, talk or text. We'll be right back. My name is Rob Sussman.
It's Newsmaker Monday on Rob Sussman. The lines are open. 302-839-1059. Call in or text your questions for Rob's Newsmaker. Calls will be limited to 2 minutes for the next half hour. Now, Rob Sussman.
And we're on with Millsboro City Manager Sheldon Hudson until 5:30. Sheldon, once again, thanks for coming on today.
My pleasure.
We have a few texts here on the Delmarva Allstate agent Paul Sarnak talk or text line that we're going to get to here. Tom at 839-1059 says, when will they find and stop the groundwater pollution? Now, we know that the town of Blades made headlines not that long ago, you know, the city directly bordering Millsboro, for having water quality issues. It's been talked about in the area, especially in inland Sussex, about water quality problems. How's Millsboro addressing those?
So this is a common misconception, certainly not a slam to the caller that texted this in, but the Mount Air plant is actually located north and east of town limits. So all of our wells are actually west and south of the river and the Millsboro Pond. So the groundwater issues that you know, Mount Air may be facing really have nothing to do with the town of Millsboro.
So there's no concern on your guys' end about any of that sort of stuff?
No. In fact, I think the geographical separation is significant. The fact that the river and the pond separate those drainage basins from what happens in the town of Millsboro is definitely worth mentioning.
Okay. All right. There we go. Bruce says, as you know, the Indian River School District had two failed referenda in 2019 due to overcrowding in schools in Millsboro and Georgetown. The public seemed to say that all of the growth was due to immigration and retirees. Can Sheldon speak to the number of young families with school-aged children coming to Millsboro?
I would say compared to a lot of the towns in Sussex, we, and this is anecdotal, I will admit that, but my sense is that we do have more in the way of families than most towns. Certainly we have a fair number of retirees moving into Millsboro as well, but it would be anecdotal. I couldn't really give an estimate in that regard, but certainly, as we've talked about off air, the town is certainly trying to recruit that slice of the demographic pie, again, you know, young families, working professionals, again, and make sure we achieve a demographic balance.
As a guy who moved here from Iowa and was looking around for a place to live when I first came here, I will tell you, you know, rent prices in this area are very high. And so things like that, things when you try to bring in young people, are we talking buying or renting really primarily? When we talk about development in Millsboro?
So we definitely recognize there's a market need for condos, for apartments. We do have quite a bit in Millsboro in the way of townhomes, but there still seems to be this unmet need, again, for apartments and condos. So that's something we're definitely focusing on, trying to bring that type of development, also looking at our zoning code to see if we can make some tweaks to make that more attractive to developers.
Katrina at 839-1059 says, why the useless barricade between Lowe's and Tractor Supply parking lots?
So this has come up many times. Even the town has even weighed in, I think, with Dan Gaffney on this issue. From what we can tell, the property owner has the right to put those bollards there. That's the fancy word for the yellow poles. We did try to broker something behind the scenes to allow an interconnection. And moving forward, the town has basically learned from this experience to include that as one of our requirements when there are two commercial developments adjacent to each other. But the cat was kind of out of the bag on the Peninsula Crossing / Tractor Supply issue, and there's not a whole lot, as far as we can tell, that can be done. And we've consulted with multiple attorneys on this.
Sort of, live and let learn.
Exactly.
Kind of situation for the city. There you go, Katrina. So what would you say, as the Millsboro city manager, the biggest issues that Millsboro is facing here in the future? What are your big challenges?
Obviously, traffic, as all of your listeners know, that's the biggest challenge. And the fact that we really are in a secondary position at best to address those challenges, again, we have to rely heavily on DLDOT. That's probably our biggest challenge. I think from a financial health standpoint, a growth standpoint, the town is doing absolutely great. We don't take that for granted. We're always trying to tweak things and reinvent things a little bit to continue to make the town attractive. But you know, I always remind people the alternative to growth is death. And there are a lot of towns in our area that are struggling. And we're very thankful for the growth that we do have and the prosperity that we're experiencing as a town.
And Lori had just asked about the traffic on the text line. What is it like working with DLDOT? How would you describe that experience for people who have never done it before?
I think the fact that it's a large bureaucracy in and of itself makes it difficult. I think it's the very nature of the organization, which, not to get into my own personal philosophy a lot, but I think that's why local government has the potential to be the most efficient and effective because it's closest to the people. I'm
sure.
A big believer in the 10th Amendment personally. So
you were on the right radio show.
Well, very good. Very good. So, you know, I think I've certainly found that there are some great individuals within DLDOT, but I think because it's like a large ship, the rudder, it takes a long time to turn that boat. I think that's one of the challenges DLDOT has. So I don't know that it's individuals within the organization, and certainly Secretary Cohan has been great to work with. I think it's just the fact that it's a large agency.
So 20 years out, put on your future vision goggles here. Where do you see Millsboro?
Millsboro is already in the process of transitioning from small town to big town. I think one of our taglines is convenience of a city, charm of a town. We don't want to lose that charm, but we do want to have those city conveniences. We want people, like they can in Salisbury or Dover and Rehoboth, to live, work, and play. It's a little cliche, but it's true, in Millsboro. And so I think that's where the town is going. It's going to big town. It's going to a hub on Delmarva for commercial, residential, and recreation, too. We're really trying to attract those recreational establishments so people don't have to drive to Lefties or drive to Shall We Bounce or Crown Sports Center in Fruitland. They can do that in Millsboro.
So you're talking, I mean, that's some high sights. I mean, we were talking off air. You say there are about 7,000 people in Millsboro. I mean, you're talking about going, when you talk Dover levels, you're getting up there in what, the 30s?
So as we talked about off air, Buxton, which is our retail recruitment consultant, said we have about 70,000 residents within 25 minutes. Gillis Gilkerson has said that number's even higher, maybe over 100,000 within 25 minutes. So I think the town limits, we don't necessarily have to get to a Dover or Salisbury in terms of population within the city proper, but we can be a hub along the likes of Dover and Salisbury in terms of commercial activity. Absolutely. I think that's a realistic vision, and I think the growth we're seeing now is proving that to be true.
Well, I will say this, as once again, somebody who moved here about a year and a half or so ago, there is a somewhat of a dearth between Dover and Salisbury of that sort of larger urban hub. It's missing, and you can say that the beaches would be that, but I would say almost that really you really can't, because of just the fact that it's such a large tourist area, and during certain months of the year, it's virtually inaccessible. So how do you see Millsboro stacking up against somewhere like Milford, who I'm sure that if I were to bring in the Milford city manager, he would be telling me the exact same thing you were saying right now about Milford?
The nice thing with Milford is I don't see it as a head-to-head competition. They're just outside of that trade radius. As you probably know, retailers and restaurants usually look at 20 to 25 minutes.
Right.
Well, that means Milford can kind of do their thing, and I think they're doing it fairly well from what I'm hearing. And Millsboro can do its thing and without stepping on each other's toes, because if you look at that drive time, Berlin, Milford, Rehoboth, Salisbury, we're right in the center.
Now, one last question here. And this is the big one. What's next for Millsboro in terms of businesses coming to the area?
So right now, there's a lot of things in the pipeline, but publicly, we've got Taco Bell coming under construction. Ashley Furniture Home Store is under construction. Starbucks is supposed to open this fall. Those are the few that just come to mind. We're also actively attempting to recruit more in the way of sit-down restaurants. And the fact that Avid Hotel, which is a sister brand to Holiday Inn Express, just got their final site plan approval within the last month or two. Research shows, as you probably know, Rob, when you bring in a hotel, sit-down restaurants follow. And what the town is hearing is, we want a steakhouse, we want sports bars, we want grocery stores, more recreation. All of those things can follow hotels.
So hotels are the key. Now, that is something I've heard before, that, mm-hmm. that hotels kind of are the seed that brings the rest of the stuff into the area. So now you mentioned the stuff that you can talk about publicly. Are there some words you can share about the stuff that you can't say publicly? Things like descriptions, say steakhouse, Italian, movies. Is there anything along those lines you can mention?
I can tell you that we're in active discussions with a steakhouse, a national brand steakhouse. We're also in active discussions with some medical facilities. So there's some great potential in Millsboro, and I'm excited to see what the next few years hold for the town.
As am I. Tom says, bring back Georgia House. To that, I agree.
We all were brokenhearted. And in fact, the town found out the way everyone else did. I got a phone call. Did you hear about Georgia House? I said, what about Georgia House? They said there's a sign on the door. So there was no inside track on that. We were as surprised as everyone else was.
You were sitting along here with all of us, with everybody else, thinking, Oh, man, there goes the crab soup. There goes the everything.
Macaroni and cheese, buttermilk fried chicken, pretzel salad.
I'm crying just thinking about it. Sheldon Hudson, the Millsboro city manager, joining me for his first take on Newsmaker Monday. We will have you on again. Thank you so much, Sheldon, for coming on. I really
My pleasure, sir.
All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about all the other stuff that's going on. Specifically, does the state of Delaware actually care about the environment? We're going to be talking about that coming up here in just a bit. 839-1059, talk or text. The Delmarva Allstate agent, Paul Sarnak, talk or text line. My name's Rob Sussman, Delaware 105.9.